Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Had a little problem, but we got it solved. I just figured I'd go across a few things going on. I got Larry Butler be coming on later on, and he'll be telling you about the winners, what we did with the sponsors and everything going on. We still, I know we didn't get the one big sponsor like I thought we were going to get, but we got a couple more that's coming through, coming our way. And just waiting to see what happens with it. But matter of fact, I was just talking to one just a while ago, like 5 minutes ago. That's why I couldn't turn the show on right away. We've been on here for a good half an hour, me and him, and seems like things are going to work out pretty decent. It's almost like a trial basis. But the grudge scene is here. The grudge scene is to stay. Had a lot of good stuff going on this weekend. William Brown's race was nice. A lot of guys went to William Brown race and then came from William Brown's race and came to our race at Buzz Creek. It actually rained a little while, and, you know, it was 94, 95 degrees out there. You know, it was a hot one. But, like I said, we had having a good time regardless. Even when it rained, everybody was sitting in there eating and just cutting it up and having a great time. It was great to just see people without turning around, having to be at a sad occasion. It was great to see people and not even worry about it. And we got a lot to come. We got a lot more coming. And I'm going to tell you right away, I'm looking forward to Lion, Tigers, and Bears coming up. And everybody knows it's like a three-day thing. You know, it's nice to how we all get together and go to Florida. And some people can't make it all the time to Florida. So now we got something in our own backyard. We're gonna turn around and do it, one up here and one down there. So that's the reason why you've seen Lion, Tigers, and Bears. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And the idea really came from Madox first. So I let everybody know ahead of time, giving props out to that guy, good brother there. Yeah, definitely did his thing, had an idea, which I like that idea. And anytime something that I think is good for the grudge game, I'm backing it up all the way. If you can turn around and have it, making people come back and get a chance to come and that can't make it to Florida. And we're going to make our little thing like a miniature Florida when everybody comes together from all over. You know, there's a lot of guys that's been talking, a lot of races locked in. Hoping that I can get Madox on here a little bit later on, or Anthony Dotson, or the Nasty Boys, Tony Bynes, either one. I know they had a couple things they were getting ready for. You know, and that's what it's all about. When you turn around, you can turn around and get these guys, everybody pulled together. I see some bickering going on. And I see it, and I kind of like try to stay away from it. I really don't want to get too far into it. But anytime the game is starting to come and move around, you're always going to have somebody or someone that's going to have something bad to say. So, you know, I hope everybody put their thing away, their difference away, whatever you want to call it, or their attitudes away. You know, it's a shame we can't be like grown men or whatever about it, but it's all good. And I'm going to move on. Like I said, I seen a few things I don't like and some things I did like. Walt the Man's got a show coming up. I got to make sure I tell about that, too. He does his thing. This is his rain date, and he's coming in. And Walt the Man has definitely got a few guys that is coming up to his show. I know a lot of guys are waiting for that race to happen, but it ended up happening at Maryland, Buzz Creek, Maryland. But he does have a lot of other races that's still going on. So Walt the Man is definitely show is definitely going on, and I'll let Walt the Man come on here and tell us what he's got going on. Sammy's got his show coming up. His show is going to be pretty soon, and Sammy can come on here himself and tell you about his show. Like I said, I don't care about whose show it is. It's just all about how to make the grudge racing seem better and better. And it's going to get more and more powerful, but if you hate on each other, you ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be real about it. I don't care what it is. So that's the reason why I don't care who I say. Sometimes people say, why are you advertising show? You don't get a dollar. Don't get a dollar, but let me tell you something. You united and you get stronger. So I say what I want to say. I pay for the radio station, and I don't care about it. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I don't ask nobody for a penny of anything, paying for the show or anything. So I can say what I'm going to say. If anybody don't like it, they can go get their own show, start their Blog Talk Radio. Pay for it and go for it. There's a lot of things that was going on I seen. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, Mag's got a show coming up, Carlos Wells and the crew. There's another grudge scene. So you have a lot to pick from. You got a lot of things freaking to go and choose to go to. I know this weekend they got PDRA and Buzz Creek, but Larry Thompson's also got the grudge scene going on at Colonial Beach, Thompson Motorsports. He's got a lot going on over there, too. So, like, he's going to have the track regardless. He's going to turn around and be for the grudge guys. As they say, grudge friendly. And you heard it first, and I don't have to say anything. It was on Pro Stock Joe's show, like he said. You know, it's so hard right now. Some of these tracks don't even want you there. They want to try to push you out. You know, and the scene is going further and further away, or they're trying to take things away from you, shows away. And so that's why I don't care about it. I do what I got to do to make it positive and make it go away better and better. And to me, anytime I can turn around now and call up, or Larry Butler can call up a sponsor, and they just get the phone and not have to worry about talking to a secretary or anything else and talk to them and see what you can do better, anything you can help us with, that's a great thing. That's the thing that we didn't even have a foot in the door before. Now we got both feet in the door. We're moving. We're moving up. We're moving fast and we're positive. And like I said, the people that want to be negative, leave them behind. Let them go whatever they want to do. If you want to do bracket racing, go for bracket. You want to do class, do class. Nobody's knocking your thing. Right now it's the grudge to pull together and go forward. So that's what we're looking at right now. And things are rolling up, and it's rolling really good. I know Sammy's going to come on here a little later on. He's going to talk about his show, Who's Your Daddy? And that's going to be a nice show also. You know, and let's be real. You got guys coming up from down south coming up here. So they're saying a lot now. You know, they're starting to see certain people doing certain things for their guys, the individuals. I can't say how much money we gave away, because I really don't know how much it was altogether. But TRC stepped up big time this weekend. And by me saying big time, TRC actually turned around and gave away certificates. We even know that you turned around and didn't even win a race. He just gave it to the grudge scene, the grudge races. You just took their tech cars. We rolled together. You pulled out a tech car. I just found out today one of my guys won, and I didn't even know it was. And it was great to hear that James won, you know. And the James that I'm talking about is the James that he went down, say, James Rose. He had the Camaro. He went to Fayetteville years ago, 2 years ago, and what was it, 2 years? Yeah, 2 years ago. And he went to the motel. He didn't bring his, he didn't leave his car at the track. They targeted his car and they stole it. But let me just show you how tight the grudge scene was. Grudge races was tight. Put a $1,000 reward out there anyhow. We put that $1,000 reward. The phone calls blew my house up. James can tell you what I had told him, where the car about, where close to it. He was right there, almost on top of the car. He walked around. He went around. But you know what? Everything, and we was doing it. And let me tell you, people was talking about it. That car came back with the same motor in it, same transmission, same rear, same tires. Everything was was not one thing taken off the car except for a nitrous blanket. Not one thing. So you can't tell me that the grudge races wasn't family. And let me just say this here so everybody knows. It's not just the grudge scene or drag races that are losing their cars. If you looked at it, there's cars going all over the place. Just a while ago, there was a Grand National thing where it was a car show, and they had the cars all on it with Grand Nationals on it. Someone stole the whole track and trailer with all the Grand Nationals on it. You know? So everywhere, somebody, you're going to have somebody going to be a crook that's looking to get something that they can turn around and try to take something off to sell it. But got to say one thing, the grudge scene stood together, and they got that man's car back, 1, 2, 3, and I was happy. Even got the trailer back. Got the truck back. The truck had a little burn on it, but he's got it and it's working. So my hat's off to the grudge scene just for turning around and sticking together like a family, not turning around and say, oh, it's a snitch thing and you're going to snitch on it. No, that's your family member. You just helped your family member to go get his shit back. And I'm glad you guys did it. I'm happy you stood together. And it was told to one of the sponsors what we did. And they love that, how you turned around. But it's not your call. Why would you turn around? At why? Because I know if it was mine, I'd be doing the same thing. I would want somebody to look out for me. I would put the damn reward up too. And, you know, It was more than pleasing to turn around for this guy to call me and tell me that, what was going on. So instead of turning around and saying, hearing that you guys are hoodlums, no good, and everything else, argue, fuss, and fight, and it's here that they say you're going sticking together, and now they love that, they're hearing this, oh, that's great. It's a great thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. We get a couple things that go on. There ain't no doubt about it. They ain't think everything's not going to run smooth. There's always going to be bumps in the road, but we're going to turn around and get over those bumps one way or another. But the grudge scene is here and here to stay. Now, it's up to you guys how you want to keep it moving and try to keep getting other things, sponsorships and everything else. And I'll just let everybody know ahead of time so you know ahead of time what went down. Whether or not the Hoosiers came in, when the Hoosiers size came in, whether or not when Nitrous Express came in, whether or not TRC came in. I didn't use it for me. I didn't use it for Larry. Use it for you guys. Everybody, anybody, that was for all the grudge scene. I didn't try to turn around and put it on my car and have a whole thing of all these things. We tried to turn around and go for the grudge scene, our grudge guys. And I meant that for it. You can move forward. You can move forward. It's going to work. Everybody's got to turn around and pull their own thing together. When you're pulling together like this here, it means so much something better. And the people are starting to see it. Now they're not afraid of you. They're not scared to turn around and invest into you. And now you're getting investments in them, and they're making money too. They want to put cars out there. You got cars out there right now that people want to show their product off because they see, wow, these stands are crowded. Now, the stands are crowded. Well, let's say this is free advertising for the, you know what, we're going to give the grocery team some money. You know, and you guys are looking at certain things the wrong way the first time. We can never say we. When you say we can't, never say we can't. When you say we can't, that means you won't try. That's your problem. And don't say we can't do. No, we're going to try to do. We're going to go for it. Try everything possible. You know, there's nothing that's not possible. Like I told everybody, we talk about it all the time, and all the older guys know what we're talking about. Whether or not you're black, Spanish, whatever, I'm going to talk about the minority group right now. You know, a lot of minorities back in the day said they couldn't do certain things when they were coming up. I don't like to really talk race, but I'm going to just say it anyhow. When you were coming up, if somebody asked you, what do you want to be? You might have said a fireman. You might say a policeman. You might say something like that. Who knows? You might say, I'm going to try to own my own business, sell cars or something. You know, you might have said that. As soon as Obama became president, you ask any one of these little kids now, minorities, the first thing they come out of their mouth, they say they want to be president. So shoot high. Don't turn around and limit yourself. That's the worst thing you can do is limit yourself and think that you can't do something. Don't let nobody say that you can't do something. And I tell everybody that. I don't care who you are. You know, and like they say, you ain't got to have all the money. You don't have to have it. Just do the right thing and things will start coming to you. Well, you know, and it's a lot of things that they're going to be people that's going to try to get you and pull you to certain places. A couple of my guys right now and I got phone calls trying to make them go to the Street Outlaws and do a couple things for them, a couple shows for them. But they're true grudge racers, so they're not really into it. They need you. You don't really need them. You're going to try. Now you're starting to move forward. Now everybody sees something move forward. They want to use you. But before, nobody wants to even bother and even ask you. It's like a private club. But, oh, my gosh, no, they're starting to talk about you now. Now everybody wants you. And that's, you guys got to understand what you're really worth and what you can really be worth. And it's a shame that we turn around and, how can I say it, get a little crumb. And we'll just run when they got a chance to get the whole pie. So I'm going to have to open up a couple of these mics because I want to make sure everybody gets on here. Cause basically, I'm just going to be getting a couple of things out tonight because I definitely wanted to get these guys' shows going on. I want to make sure everybody gets their stuff a fair share, that they can turn around and start pulling together and making this show together and make it good. Because the people are out there watching and they're seeing what's going on. And the more we can turn around and pull this together, the bigger we can be. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. I'm going to open this mic up right now. 954-8311, your mic is open.
Hey, Pro Star Joe.
Hey,
Long Island.
Nah,
Joe.
Nah,
what's going on,
cut
man?
That out. Oh,
hey,
man,
what's going on, Joe? What's going on? What's going on, Grudge World? Hey, this is Larry B, or a.k.a. Barry White. Hey, Joe, I just want to take the opportunity to congratulate all the winners. You know what I come on for. I'm about sponsors. So you're saying everything right. The sponsors, especially TRC that just came on board, nice guy, Greg. So this weekend, basically from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we gave away $100 to random racers only. We would just pull a tech card, and the ladies in the tower just pull one, and we call them to the tower, and we gave them a $100 gift certificate. And that's just for being a racer, is what TRC wanted to do with that. Illuminati got the Grudge Racer of the Weekend on his win. We gave him a Hoosier certificate. We gave him a Nitrous Express certificate. And we gave them a $250 gift certificate for Total Racing Components, TRC. So we did a small tire. The small tire guy, we gave a set of Hoosiers to. buy one, get one free. He was a small tire winner, that turbo 66 Red Nova, pretty streetcar-like. He was on a small tire. We gave him that. And then our new class, the bikers, who always feel that they get left out, we had a 460 class for the bikes before they go to their event. And we had a winner of the class, and I gave him a $250 Nitrous Express because they do use Nitrous Express a lot in the 460 class. So all the, you know, prizes went out basically, and we gave Pick for being his win in the small tire too with the full clip Camaro. I gave him a gift certificate. So we make sure that we give it out, and that's what the sponsors want to see, because you never know if they're sending someone to see what we do. Are we announcing them? And like one sponsor told me again Friday, 80% of their business now is the Grudge World, and they're thinking about getting together and coming to the Grudge events like they do PDRA. And Lions, Tigers, and Bears, I think one of them wants to come and set up for the 4 days. And he may have some other vendors that want to come to be on demand for parts, technical support. I'm trying to work on getting them to come and set up shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to come. So,
and,
hey, man, congratulations to Keenan Oates, you know, everybody. And we supported VMP on Saturday, went down there, and William Brown's show had a great show too. So you all got to stick together, just like I go to any show, you know, Joe. So appreciate you, appreciate Larry T. You know, we're working on the beach for this week, and we're going to do our thing and support Custom Tees. Motorsports Park is what we do. But the sponsors are loving the Grudge World, and they know where their money is. It's in you guys.
And I just want to make sure that everybody know. I took a picture. I made sure because the picture that we never did get a chance because James' mother was real sick. And I went out there to watch the race.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to make sure. I told him I'll bring that certificate and I'll do that picture. So when you guys saw the picture out on Facebook, it was that was for Fayetteville when he ran EP when he did the race.
Right.
He was the racer of the day. So that one there, that was for Fayetteville. I want to let everybody know ahead of time because I think some people were like, what the heck? I don't know what show. No, that wasn't for that. That was for when he ran EP. We already
he was
had
the winner
picked
of Fayetteville. Right.
Yeah, we already had picked him, but I knew he had to go back to his mother, and it was too late, so I just had to make sure I got it out there. Long Island Shaq, I'll be having the picture with him up there. I'll be sending his out. Jason's picture and Short Dog picture. We have them.
Right.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it out there. But we're going to start putting all the winners out because it's good to let everybody see what's going on, and it's good so the sponsor can look and know that we weren't playing around with anything, being slick with none of it. We call it out every
right.
show, make sure you know what's going on, where the money went to what, and that's it. Ain't nothing going to be hidden, nothing going to be a little secret club like it's only going to be for these guys. We don't do that. It's going to be one of those things.
Nope.
It's going to be for a small tire and big tire. It's going to be for
yep.
bikes now. We done got with the bikes now. So it's really, I'm happy to see this go right there for money-wise. You know, everybody gets a little bit more back now. You add on. We already add on top of stuff. And anybody that knows what goes on, I don't have to hide nothing behind the suit. I know a lot of people get mad. And don't like you to say it, but I'll say it right now. If you come to my show and I'm up there sponsoring, I'm putting your thing out there as a headliner, and I got you on that damn thing, I don't give a damn, and I'm going to try to turn around and do something for you. What I have to do, I will tell you ahead of time what I'm going to do, and I will do it. I know a lot of guys don't like to say that. Well, we ain't going to give up nothing. You already give me a place, but I understand what you're doing, and we really just giving you a nice place to work, do everything. But you know what? If we can do more, I think it gets more. And sometimes I'm advertising you, and you're doing much for me, I feel myself, my duty is not to only turn around and help you out one way or another. I remember the one time, and I heard people try to say, oh, you were the first one. These other guys were the first one. No, they weren't. And a lot of times, there's a lot of people. I can call out some things if I wanted to call out, but I don't. But I remember when they was going to do this motor race, and I called up Steph, and I told them we're going to do that motor race. If they was to do the motor race, and they were talking about doing it for that $20,000, I told them I'll put $4,000 on top of the pot. Yes, I did. And I'm not going to kid you. That was way back then. I gave Steph the money. And if anybody wants to call, it's Steph and Lawrence. And we're going to do that. And that was three or four years ago that time when it happened. And there's been many other things that been there. And I do not mind turning around saying that I can put. I can't put on everybody. But there's certain things like headliners. I will do a little extra, whatever I got to do. Whether or not, just like we did with the girls. Even though they got everything else, you know, with the four girls racing, we decided we're going to make sure we take care of them, whatever we had to do. Those girls got the Hans devices. They got the helmets. They got the gloves. They got the Hoosier wear. They got the Nitrous Express wear. And they got money. So I you can't ask nothing more than that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, we're bending over backwards just to try to make it work. And don't get me wrong, that sometimes you might go home and you might go in the red zone. That's no doubt about it. You might go in the red zone, but all we know is we're thinking about how we can build it up to be bigger and bigger and better. You know, you got to have, sometimes you have to go out and spend it. And to let everybody know, the real deal racing is still sitting up there in California. Nobody, we didn't sell the rights to nothing. We didn't do anything. But now that everybody's starting to see this grudge scene, don't be surprised all of a sudden you see this thing pop up. Because now people are like, wow, what's going on here? Look at the things that's going on. But there's one thing that we got to say. If we ever have to do it again, we have to stick by the rules, just like the street outlaws do. Please do not take the photographs. We just please to say, you know, we don't care, but just don't put it up on the thing, because that's the worst thing you could do. It's you just like spoiling a movie. It's like a person sitting in a movie, already seen the movie, and every time there's a scene come up, oh, this is going to happen here. They just took the excitement away. And that's what the whole thing is. We got to all stick together. If you want it bigger, Street Outlaws make everybody sign a petition, sign a thing. And it's their rules. If you get caught telling anything about it, if you get anything put out there like that, you're in trouble. You're paying for it. So we don't have to go that far. We're all adults. We all, you know, men and women, we want to make it bigger. There's more things involved. It's the same thing when Larry and me and Larry decide we want to do the pocketbooks. And don't get me wrong, we knew the day was going to be kind of bad. But the Mother's Day was the next day. You can't turn around and do it the following weekend and then it's Mother's Day is over. So regardless, we're going to go through it and we're going to make sure we give those pocketbooks away. And we did what we had to do with the pocketbooks, and we did what we had to do with the sweet potato pies and the $300 for the winner and all that. We did it all. We don't want to turn around and say, advertise something and don't do it. And that being said, too, not everybody, you have some people that call somebody a gay hustler. Now, let's just say this here. If a guy has a race and he decides to he promotes it, and he already talked to him already, and they got locked in, and they made their deal, and he puts it on the fly, and then for some reason something happens. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault if the guy, something happened, anything. And that's, I'm going to tell you, and I've seen it a couple times it happened. It happened to me on one of them, but they put it out there and told you they're not going to make it. And I have Reggie and Pro Star Gordo. Gordo had his friend, two of his friends, best friends, got killed in the on a camera shoot. After the camera shoot, he says, came out. They had the Ferrari and rode around the block, and I don't know what happened, but the accident came in, and they died. So I understand why you couldn't make it. So they postponed it for another day. But even though they was put out there the first time, they were going to do it. They were locked in to do it. And they were 1,000 or 5,000. They're doing it at a later date. might not even be at the show. I don't even think it's going to be a show, but it's just going to go in. I think it might be Echo. But like I told them ahead of time, and I don't care. When I do something like that, I take care. I say what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it. But this was unfortunate. Things happen. So don't hit some of the people so hard when something doesn't happen. Make sure you find out before you turn around and go calling somebody a hustler, you know, or whatever. Because things do happen, and certain things you can't take fault for that. And I understand that. What I'm supposed to do is make the guy come. And it's the same thing with certain other things. It can be different situations, but it's always someone that had to say something. So I just want to make sure you guys know. Just be easy on some of these guys, because it's not fair, especially if the guy's trying to do the right thing. And there's a lot of guys, you know, that are really out there that are true grudge racers. And, Larry, you got anything else that you want to kick out there? Because I know Mayan Tigers and Bears, it seems good, and they're going to have an after party on Friday night. And it's going to be Friday night, and they're going to go till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Lion, Tigers, and Bears, Joe, I did send in the request for Nitrous Express and Hoosier, and they're leaving total control up to me to, and you guys, you and Larry and the group to decide. But, hey, we're going to stand behind that one, too. I'm just trying to get maybe Hoosier and Nitrous to come into town and spend the week of those 4 days with us to really look at the grudge events and see what their investment is. Right now, our meeting has shown that they said that their job is to prove to corporate that they're making the best decision by jumping on board to the grudge world that's taking over the world. So our sponsorship is every year annually until we mess it up as the grudge world. So we just got, that's why I always preach, we got to stick together. And the sponsors will come on board, and they see one big name after another coming on board. It's like TRC. Now we have three. We started out with zero. We now have three major ones, and some other sponsors are sponsoring Larry itself. But Lions, Tigers, and Bears, I think my job is I want to try to get vendors there. Just like this weekend, Kenny Ferguson, he needed a battery, and we don't have them at the race facilities. And just like PDRA and all of them. But slowly but surely, they're going to find out that there's just as much investment in the grudge world. And I'm going after the RGA safety next so that all these guys have safety equipment. That's my next project, is to work on them and make them be a sponsor for every grudge racer that don't have a neck brace or gloves or, you know, the pants to wear. So I thought about that over the weekend. So I'm going after them next. But Lions, Tigers, and Bears is going to be epic. It's like the mini Super Bowl before we go to Orlando. But that's my time. I know you got a lot of people that want to get on and give you updates. But congratulations to all the winners. And by the way, a.k.a. Barry White, my calling has become also to be an announcer. So that's great news. People think
job,
that I'll make a
job.
Great announcer, man. So I'm going to try it. I'm in training, so any pointers or anything somebody want to give, Larry thinks that that's my job calling next after marketing. But I love getting sponsors for the grudge world because none of it is coming to me. And, Joe, you know the reason why, especially with Hoosier. So my job is for the racers. I'm all about giving to the racers because you guys deserve it. You put on a show. So I know you got to open up some lines. I'm going to go on mute. But if anybody has any questions, feel free to inbox me, call me, text me.
I need one thing answered because I've been getting the texts out to me. The guy said, how do they work the TRC? How do they do that one? How do they?
The TRC has a coupon number at the top left. Every driver, I did the coupon numbers before passing them out. You call. That gift certificate is just like cash when you call TRC and order anything from them, whether it's a rebuild a carburetor, buy a carburetor, jets, whatever he has to offer, that goes towards your bill. And there's a number at the top left. that I've already done when I gave out the certificate.
Okay, now they were just asking me, and James had just asked me, and I've seen a couple more texts just come in, so I just wanted to make sure they know how to do it.
Nitrous Express.
I'm glad you told them.
Yes, the Nitrous Express, right next to the date in the lower left, there is a code. You buy something from Nitrous Express, you tell them you have a gift certificate from Custom Tees, Long Island Joe Show, and they're going to ask you for that three-digit code on the lower left. Same with Hoosier. You got to fill out the form, and he sends you one tire, whatever you order, in the Hoosier department, and you get one for free. So if it's a motorcycle, drag radio, big tire, you get one for free, whatever you buy.
It doesn't matter what size the tire is either, right?
Nope.
Okay.
It's drag radio, new tire. You buy one tire, you get one for free.
Okay, so I'm just saying, is that a limit? Like they don't have to be just the skinny ones. They ain't got to be skinny. It could be a drag radio. It could be a slick. It could be anything.
Yes,
so
sir.
At least they know that also. So we're always available, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some more. My goal is to come up with at least double what I had last year. So three last year.
Man.
I'm working on six for this year. So.
I'm going to say what somebody just texted me. Someone just texted me just a while ago, but I'm not going to put it down there, what they just said, because they said for you to get some, they want for maybe don't get some lessons from somebody, but I'm not going to say it. So I'm going to leave that one alone.
Hey, Joe.
I'm not going to say
Joe,
it. So you're doing a good job, so leave it like what you're doing.
Hey, for real, I do have two sponsors. Remember, I didn't mention them, but it's Illusion Wraps, and don't forget that you and Larry, you have to pick a racer of the year on your own.
How about that?
And they're going to get their trailer wrapped. Right, and that's Illusion Wraps. You need your race car wrapped or whatever. They've been a sponsor for us and doing some work for Larry T at the track. So they've come on board, and that's going to a grudge racer. It ain't going to me, you, Larry, anybody. It's just going to be whoever you two guys pick that you felt was the grudge racer of the year. And they get to wear the crown, grudge racer of the year. So I just need to get one more big sponsor, and I've met my quota for the year.
Okay. All
so
right.
I'll go on mute and enjoy the show. So
we appreciate
with that, Barry
appreciate
White, Barry White, I'm out. All right, sir.
You didn't finish how you're supposed to do it. You messing up,
Barry
White.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
Your calling came now. How you
report.
Supposed to do it? How you supposed to end it off? I'm telling you
I'm
this.
Telling
that's
you
come
that.
On, come on, before
I'm
you
go. I'm
telling
you that. All right,
you supposed to sing that part.
Hey.
You know, you supposed to sing it.
I know. I was supposed to say. Barry told me don't stop sounding like a reporter. So, but
let anybody else say. You listen. let's be real. Everybody's got their different thing. Nobody wants to be the same.
Yep.
That's the worst
That's
thing
right.
you want to do.
True.
Like they say, you want to be a leader, not a follower. So you start your
That's
trend,
right.
everybody go behind you. That's how you do it. Yours
yep.
is yours. And if you start following somebody, the same old thing, it's like, that same thing again. But if you turn around and got your own originality, guess what? Everybody likes that. And then you can see it at the racing right now, in the grudge scene,
yep.
whether or not
yep.
we do one thing. You look at it. Everybody's copying shows, trying to do the same thing. There's been things in it now that guys are putting. I just saw something the other day. Sammy had his show going out for a while. It says, "Who's your daddy?"
Since November.
Oh, his is coming up. His is coming up this week. Coming.
No,
I
since
what
he's
we
been announcing
in.
It.
Oh, he's
yes,
been saying
but
it, but he's got the place.
It.
He's going to be called. It's called "Who's Your Daddy," right? Well, I'm gonna just let you know. Why all of a sudden down there in down south, the guy turns around, puts the same flyer up, and now he's calling his thing, "Who's Your Daddy?" So, you know, you'd be surprised who's watching and trying to, they got a good idea, I'm going to follow it. You know, it's no originality there. So if you're the original, keep your originality and keep it moving. So you started with that.
Yes.
I'm telling you this, tell you that. We might end up having another Barry White. It might be down south, so. keep it going. Don't change it. Don't change it for
all
nobody.
Right.
So, all right. Well,
all
I'm gonna open up a couple of these mics
I'm going
right now. But Okay, thank you again now, Larry. All right, I'm going to open up this mic right here. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Joe. How are you?
Oh, man, can't complain. Cliffy, how's everything with you?
Steady as she goes, Joe. Steady as she goes. I was listening at you earlier, you know, about the show, you know. Sound like you had a little rain because I was trying to get some reports on it, you know, because I had my hands full over the weekend. But looks like everything overall went well for you, which is wonderful. Always glad to hear that. Always glad to hear that.
I'll tell you, they had a couple of races that went down, like Black Nasty versus Jeff Rogers and stuff like that. It was a lot of good races, I got to say. It was a lot of good ones. Some of these races weren't even locked in, but they were doing it, you know. And even before that, the Franco brothers, they were sitting up in the suite with me, and we laughing and carrying on in the rain. Nobody even thinking about nothing. Willie McKinnon, the whole crew, everybody laughing, having a joyous time. And that's what it's all about. When you can turn around, sit back, relax, and say, man, I don't even worry about the rain. We need a little rain to keep the coolness down, cool it off a little bit. Drive the track off, got the track going down, and it went to racing. But as you hear now what's going on with our sponsors and everything's going on, and like it picked up even better when we could turn around and start giving out $100 gift certificates, starting hour by hour and started giving them out $100. That was insane. James Rose didn't even know what he was getting called up there for. A lot of guys didn't. Nobody knew what they were getting called for. He could have picked your slip. Hey, can you come to the tower? Now you think, oh, shoot, what did I do? Come to the tower, and all of a sudden they hand you a $100 gift certificate. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying that's good. So that's why I say there's a lot of things people don't know that we can get, and we're starting to get it. We're starting to open up doors, and it's going to end up but get better and better. And it's not like we're trying to hide something and keep it. We're letting everybody know this. Everybody. So that's what the thing is. There's a lot of private clubs going on. And some people say, well, I'll get this all for your car here, this sponsor. No, not one thing came to my car. I ain't got sponsored by nobody. I short dog, anybody, one of the guys, nobody got their stuff sponsored. We started getting for the people, and that's what we're working for. And I'm telling you right now, we work for the grudge people. I'm not working for nobody else. I'm not working for, not to be saying nothing bad, I'm not working for no brackets. I'm not using for class. I'm working for the grudge people. And that's what it's about. So anytime I can make that grudge thing better, whatever they give me, when they get it, I'm trying to give it to you guys. And that's what me, Larry, and Larry Butler, all of us are working on. And we're trying our best to get everything, and it seems like it's rolling through. But I got to make
sure. It's working.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so far so good, and that's why I want to say this here. A lot of people up there listening right now, I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I see a couple of the guys want to advertise their shows, and it don't matter to me. It don't have to be my show. It can be anybody's show. The grudge game is what you want to see. You want to push it. You want to push the grudge thing. You want to make it go. So me telling you, say, oh, I'm not going to advertise this guy's show. I'm only going to do mine. No, I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. My thing is to make them bigger, bigger, and bigger. And if it can go bigger and bigger, everybody's going to be. There's enough to go around to everybody. And everybody in the grudge game that needs something, you know, you pretty soon, guess what? You might get to be on the payroll or something. You never know what goes on.
You're right.
Everybody who thought it was alive 4 years ago when I was talking about it, everybody's, that thing can't work. It can't work. It ain't going to work. Now look at it. It's taking off. We have a full. Oh, and let me make sure I tell this here one to everybody, too. Good friend and, like, my number one sponsor, anytime I ever need something, Mike Castellano's out there to the end. He's for the grudge game all the way around. A true grudge racer himself, even though he runs a class. He still loves grudge. And anytime I need him, I mean, he's at a drop of a dime. I can make a phone call. That's what I got to say. You know, he helps out with the food, whatever I got to do. And I love it because, you know, that's one expense. If I could turn around, even though if I got to take care of the guys going out there cooking and stuff like that, there's no problem with that. Just getting everything else to help us out. and be able to try to help people at the track to eat without having to worry about a big bill at the end of the day, and they can't bring their family. Now they can sit back, relax, eat, and everything else, and have, enjoy themselves. So my hat's out to them. That's why I said a special thanks out to Mike Castellano. I really say ain't enough. Enough times I can thank him. That's all I can tell you. So, but hold on, you guys, because I want to make sure I get these guys in. I know I got Walter Van over here. I got Sammy on here. So hold on, Walter Van, Sammy. I'm gonna open up y'all mics right now in a few seconds, because I know each one of them got an upcoming show, and I want to give them a chance, man. I don't want to hear this hit crap about, you know, these guys. Everybody got to pay somebody. I don't want to hear it. They're trying to give you the best service. They're trying to give you something, you know, that you don't have to go that far to see. And they're actually spending their money to go out there and bring certain people in. See, a lot of people don't notice what guys have to do behind the scenes in order to do things sometimes. You'd be surprised what you have to do. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. I'm going to make sure I hold on. So hold on, Cliffy. 770-6167, your mic is open. That's you, Walter.
Hey, what's up there, Joe? What's up there, Joe?
How's everything, Walter?
And Larry Butler.
How's it going, Walter?
Barry White. Yeah, you brought up a few things 3 minutes ago. Like you said, a lot of guys will think you're gate hustling when you're advertising one thing and you don't fulfill with it. Which, if y'all had noticed the last couple of weeks, y'all heard me say, There's Larry Tehan, Lion, Tackles, and Bears, and I've been saying at my show I would have gorillas. Okay. But two of the races I had planned for my show, one of the races I had planned for my show, which popped off on Sunday. So that race would not be on my show. That's the Jeff Rogers and Black Nasty, which it was scheduled for my show. But I replaced that race, thanks to Jim Tiefman and Jeff Rogers, But, and I got to give Jeff Rogers most respect and thank you, because what I want the good brother to know tonight, I think Jeff might be on the show. So tonight, when I was on Pro Stock show, he's saying that, Andy's saying that they never locked in. And I don't want to call nobody no lie, but I don't want nobody to call me no lie either. You know, the race was locked. So it may look like it was never locked. The race was locked, you know. But, I mean, I don't care if you got a $50 car, $5,000, or a $1 million car. Whatever you want to bring your car at the time a promoter's talking to you, tell you then. Not and wait to a week or 2 weeks before your show and then try to hold him hostage. Don't do that. That's wrong. That is very wrong. Do not do that. That is wrong. I was telling anybody, that is wrong. Because, you know, a promoter, it's hard putting a show together. Joe knows, but Joe does shows. It's not easy. It is hard. I work hard trying to give all my fans the best show I can give them. But, you know, in the end, you say, well, hey, I ain't coming for that, because I got $300,000 or $400,000 car. Tell me up front. I mean, hey, I'm human. All I can tell you, I can't afford you. I can't afford you. Don't wait and try and put me on the spot. It's just like you're saying, well, hey, I got your kids over here in Hartford. Bring me $10,000 and I turn them loose. You know, don't do that. That's wrong. Or do we have started when you put something on the flyer? Do we have to start making them sign some papers? Or do we have to let the promoter sign some papers that he really going to give you that money? Joe, I need you to put a poll out there on that, because it shouldn't be that way. You know, and I don't want nobody to think I'm gate hustling. And when night on that show, Anthony saying he was never locked in. Okay, Jeff is on the show now. Jeff can vouch for me. I don't have to lie. They was locked in, you know. He was locked in. You know, but don't call me a half hour before a show gear closed and tell me you don't give me X amount of dollars, I'm not coming to your show. Because, you know, I look at it this way here. My father always told me, one monkey never stop a show. Show's still going on. You know, and that's one of the ways you won't get no money from me. no more money. Because I figure then you try to make me give you something. You know, you're threatening me. Then I'm not going to give it to you. But you ask me up front, if I choose to give you, you tell me you want $10,000. If I choose to give it to you, I'm going to give it to you. But don't wait and try to force me at the last moment to give it to you, because I try to treat everyone right on my show. And right now, Joe, if it's all right with you, I'd like to talk a little bit about my show. You know,
no, go ahead.
I always try to have a good show.
Not everything going to go smooth. I'm going to be real about it. Not everything going to go smooth. All you can do is just keep trying to push and just make the right thing. Hopefully everything works out right. I think it will, because you were in good intentions, what you were doing. And don't even dwell on something like that. Sometimes you got to walk and hold your head up and just keep it moving. People want you to go in there to go to arguing and fussing and fighting. You know what? You're just better off just leaving it alone and say heck with it and keep it moving. And it'll work
just
the same.
Let me just pronounce what I really know.
I want you to go ahead and tell everybody what you're doing in the Grudge World, what you're doing at your show. Feel free. The mic is open to you right now. And go ahead and tell everybody what you're doing.
Well,
and you actually cook. I know you cook also. So I'm letting everybody know he does cook also and get food.
Okay. As of right now, a special event on that day will be Jeff Rogers and Jim Teachman. They will go to Bella together. Also, there's Billy Hicks and the Duster out of New York. They'll go head on. My son with the Big 6'6 of Bell, he will go in battle with Deftron 3. Me, myself, with the Camaro, I will go in battle with the Underdog and give the Underdog the back tie. Also, on that particular day, if anybody have a 28-inch tie, it can be a $1,800 payout or $100 entry fee based on 8 cars. There's a bracket race based on 16 cars. I'll put $1,000 in the pot. Also, right now, I'm trying to do a junior dragster race also. If anybody out there got any junior dragsters, they're welcome to come that day. I'm going to try to put something in the pot for them as well. And there'll be free food, water, sodas, all this free, as long as it lasts. And I went to the last minute and come over there and say, Walter, hey, is there any more food? No, it's all gone. But that day, any time after like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I mean, if the real main meal is not ready, there'll be hot dogs, hamburgers, and, you know, something to keep you going until the main course meal come out, you know. And like I said, as of right now, my plan is I always had a good show, and my plan is to keep it moving and try to have another good show. Thanks a lot.
Well, let me let you know right now, just by what you just told me right there, you got plenty of stuff, so one thing missing ain't going to hurt nothing. So I'm just letting you know, don't even worry about it. Just keep your head up, keep it moving.
Well,
I'll tell you right now, just by what I heard, it sounds really good.
Yeah, I replaced that race with Jim Teachman. You know, I lost one and picked up another one. So it's still Jim Teachman and Jeff still they said they would run each other. So I lost one, but I picked up another good race.
Yeah, I mean, you got plenty of other stuff going on. You got the little guys, everybody else too. So never forget about the little guy. That's how I look at it. Never forget. It's all about excitement, having a little something going on.
I look at it too, Joe. Like I said, the bracket race are free. And the reason why I say that there, because early in the day, we need something to keep the track hot. Because the grudge race is probably going to run until the sun go down. So nobody going to come in there and pay their money and sit all day long without seeing something go down that track. So that's why I put something out there for the bracket race, something for the 28-inch tires. And, I mean, a person that never had a show really don't know what it costs to have a show. It ain't easy. Trust me, it's not easy. You don't have to win every trip. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. You might sometimes break out even. Sometimes you might make a dollar. But me, as long as I don't go in the hole, sometimes you do. And everybody tell me at the end of the day, they had fun and they enjoyed the show. Hey, it's just like I made $1 million.
Yep. You know, and like, you know, just what you just said there, sometimes it ain't about the money, it's something about the heart, and you feel good about it. And I told everybody the same thing when I was up there to see a couple people. Matter of fact, I saw a few people I haven't saw in years, 40 years to be exact. They used to live out in Riverhead, and just to see them, and they had their kids with them, and they told me, introduced me. It's a good thing when you can turn around and see each other and not have to be seeing them on bad terms, or like going to a funeral or something, and we got to be at a good time. That's what I want to see. And when you got shows like that, that makes you want to go back. It's almost like a family reunion. So, and you're having a good time with the racing, you know.
Sitting up there with the Francos
this week was great, you know.
Joe, it's just like this weekend. Now, I would have been up in at Brown's show, but the weekend Saturday night, I gave my wife a little special occasion party, and he had like 100-something people there. And I thanked everybody because I say we was able to get together with her living and me living. And like I don't give me my flowers when I'm dead. Give them to me how I'm living. And I appreciate everybody that came. Same way when I have the races. I appreciate each and every one that come there. You know, I try to treat them like a brother.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. No, you're right. Don't even worry about it. I'm telling you right now, some of the things I get, and I hear people say something, I don't even let it stress me. I just, you know what, let it go over your head. Put it in God's hand. Let it go ahead and keep it rolling. You do the right thing,
right,
you ain't got to worry about it. You know, you're always going to have somebody that's going to try to beat you or somebody going to try to knock you. But don't even worry about it. Don't even get to it. You know what you did. Be happy with it to keep it moving. Don't let nobody.
Okay.
This is time now. Like I said, we got this thing going on, and you see what's going on. It's positive. It ain't going to do nothing but get bigger. Do nothing but get bigger.
Like I said,
go ahead
right
and
now,
you go
Joe.
Fighting with that negativity and let them go negative. And, you know you're right, and that's it. Don't worry about it. But you start going there fighting with this negative stuff with them, you're just messing yourself up.
Like I said, right now I'm working with a Chevelle, 6'6 Chevelle, my son, his car, which haven't been out. Well, haven't been out for doing drag racing in 20 years. Matter of fact, that was my nephew Peanut first race car. And my son, we brought it back out. And like I said, when we run the Death Round 3, it would be our first race with the car. And, I mean, it costs a lot to try to get that car prepared to be there to come in the winning circle.
Okay. Well, I hope everything works out for you. I know it will work out. I don't have to say hope. But I know it will work out. Just go ahead and stay positive. Don't worry about the stuff. Just go ahead and do what you got to do. And like I said, you know, I'll back you the same way. Anything good for the grudge game, I'm there with you. So don't worry about it. Go ahead and do what you got to do. I can't wait to hear the report when it comes back. You know, anybody out there that's hearing one, tell your date again, Walter Mann, so you can tell the date on that date.
It's June the 8th. June the 8th. You know?
Okay.
So mark it on your calendar. June the 8th is, like I said once again, it'll be the day that the gorillas go to war. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got
a lot of people from North Carolina. I see that down there. So you guys down there, and you got Maryland, you got Virginia on here. Make sure you go and check it out. Check it out. If you're close by, you ain't doing it, come on down to Walter Mann's. You know, he's part of the family. Okay, well, I'm going to open up another one of these mics, Walter. And if you can still hold, you guys still can hold your mics open. But I got to make sure I open up Sammy's mic, like, let everybody know what's going on. Sammy's got his race coming in. Everybody knows he's a good guy for the grudge game. He does his thing, you know, and I mean, he's back. He's coming back. Let's just be real. I'm not gonna say what happened or whatever, but he's back. That's all I can tell you. So I'm gonna open up this mic and I'm gonna let Sammy go ahead and Sammy, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? My man, Walter, man, what's going on?
Yeah, everything's all right, Sammy. Everything's working
Sammy,
out pretty good now. I mean, yeah, everything's working out good, Sammy.
Walter, man, I changed my date. It's not June 15th no more. I made it June 8th.
Well, Sammy, you know they always, you know what they say, Sammy, when one door closed, another door open.
This is true. Now, what's the name of your event?
Unfinished Business.
Mine is Unfinished Business, too.
Well, you said, I was on your show the other night when you were getting on my man, which that is, and that's when you were getting on him another night, and that's wrong. Think of, come up with your own thing. You know, don't grab somebody else's name.
You got the same date, no problem. Yeah, you got the same date, no problem. Same date, it's bound to happen. That doesn't bother because there's 4 or 5 events that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you go and use the same name with a little change of a spelling, it confuses the shit out of people. It confuses the fans. So now I'm seeing on Facebook, I'll keep looking on Facebook, is this in the south or the north? So you know now you're just confusing the shit out of the people. You know, make your own name, but it's all right.
Yeah, you know, and let's say, Sammy, you know, there's a lot of times people do that on purpose because they want to get the crowd because they're thinking about it. They think that's going on there. And, you know, it's not hard to tell. There's no lie about it. Everybody, I've seen it done before that someone tried to put a different thing. Shoot, I've seen a guy turn around and have the same car. This guy's supposed to be at 2 different tracks at one time. And he's racing people. You know, I've seen that done before. So it's a tactic that they use sometimes. But hopefully everybody goes through it and they know who you are. And like they say.
I know where they're going.
Well, this is my whole thing, and this is the real thing. When you turn around, they know who you are, and they know what you've been doing all the time. It's a totally different story. You know, people come and follow certain people, and that's it. They know the ones that bullshit and the ones that just turn around and just try to get people in, and a lie won't go for their, won't stick by their word, and that's it. You know, it is what it is, you know. Let your record speak for yourself. That's all. That's all I can say.
Sammy,
you know,
Sammy,
I hear a lot of people
15,
try to
right?
play it. So that's it.
Sam, you're June the 15th, right?
Yeah, June 15th.
Yeah,
Sam,
he's
June
doing
15th.
The
15th. Yeah. June 15th,
okay,
Capital Raceway.
Most likely,
yes.
I would be to your show, but I won't have no car there. But most likely, I would be there because that's the week after my show, I am going back to New York.
No, that's not a problem. It's it's going to be a good thing to watch because I got the Ghost locked in, Mario Johnson, the Ghost. I got Jason X locked in. You got Hannibal and Whore is going to lock in next week. I heard if Beecham is ready with his small block, him and Jeff are going that day. You got a lot of small block action that day, a lot of small block action.
Okay.
A lot of sad faces that day. So it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a real good day.
Be a lot of sad faces, like happy faces, you know.
There's going to be a lot of sad. There's going to be sad faces down south from south and happy faces in the north.
Okay.
We're going to have rabbit ears when they leave out of here.
Okay.
You know, hopefully. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So far, so good. You know.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
No.
You know.
And like I said, you know, you just gotta stick to your game plan. I'm just being real about it, and
no.
It's the same thing with Walter, man. I tell Walter, man, he called me and we talked, and I don't mind to tell him that if somebody asks me something, they think that you know they don't really know. If they ask me a question, and I done did it before, and I know what happened to me, I don't mind telling the person because it's easy to put yourself in a hole. I'm going to be real about it, you guys. It ain't hard to put yourself in a hole quick. You might want to give away the world. I remember a guy told me, he said, man, you got to stop giving away too much. You're screwing up. you know, and then you're out there trying to promote to make sure you can catch back up. Just like when you're giving all the money to the tracks at the end, you know, the rental and all that, you know, nobody knows how much that is. That's, you're paying. So how much you're in the hole before anything starts? Then you got to worry about the weather if the people don't come and you promise stuff. So now you got to be ready for that. You got to be ready to, like, say, well, I got to eat this. A lot of things nobody knows. And I can understand certain people tell you, this one says, well, I don't want such and such to come. You know, you do got guys out there that will say something like that. And is it worth it? Not really. Certain times you can't do anything. You don't mind putting something on a pot for somebody racing, you know? My whole thing is I'm going to be real about it, and I'll tell everybody right off the bat. I'd rather give my grudge racers money before than I give, like, call out a guy from out of the Street Outlaws or something like that. I'd rather put something towards the pot where somebody else is doing something. I'd rather do that, help them out on something like that before I turn around and give my money up to somebody else like that. And that's what's going on right now. That's why we're getting the sponsors. And guess what we're giving it to? The grudge scene. That's it. We sticking by it. I know it was a hard thing to do. But you know what? Let's be real about it. You guys right now, you guys on the phone right now. The class races never gave you guys anything. And I know a couple guys that ran at their class races. But they never gave you anything. Or when those guys were getting sponsors, they never gave you anything. Or hooked you up, got you into something to get anything. So we got to start looking out for our own. That's how I look at it. We got to look out for our own grudge races. And that's why, like, I got you guys on right now. You guys are looking out for yourself. You got to make sure that your grudge scene is going to be right. Get everybody together and keep them going. Keep them together. Keep them in touch. But don't turn around and lose focus, because there's a lot of people out there trying to pull you over there to do something. I mean, there's been a couple of races that I've seen at PDRA. That was grudge races. After that grudge race was over, the crowd went. Everybody came just for that. But the crowd went. But what did they do for you? Did they do anything? Nah. Not one thing. And that's what you hate to get used. You know, you see sometime on the other guys. I know guys that went down on the Street Outlaw thing and got outclassed by big time. Certain people get away with it and get something. Some people don't. But they use you, and that's it. You got to turn around. You got to start thinking about yourself now. The grudge game has got to think for itself. You got to stick together, and you can move on. You can make it bigger, bigger, and bigger. I mean, there's places that people thought that we'll never have, and the owner actually even said one time that he wasn't doing nothing like that. And now, look, we end up being like a lot. The track that wasn't going to have grudge at all. It was only the major events only. That's what he said the track was for. Well, meanwhile, we stepped in, opened that door up, and we left a good taste in their mouth. It wasn't a bad taste. We conducted ourselves like, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're here. Show you how we have our fun. The people couldn't believe it. The crowd was there. The cars were there. The car counts were there. And that's what you want to see. So don't let them, that's why I say, don't let the negativity, you feed into it and get burned by it. Let it happen. Whatever somebody's going to say, let them say it. Everybody will say about what's right and what's wrong. So it's going to go through. And we're doing the Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Let me just say, I'm going to tell you this right now. And they was like telling, I already heard it before. And it didn't matter to me what they said. It ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Well, I'm just letting you know right now, everybody, all these guys already said, they were sticking together and they were willing to put up their money, and whether the advertising, whether the shootout towards the track, renting the track, you know, guess what? There was not one thing about it. Everybody decided we vote on it, do what we got to do. You know, Anthony Dodson, good guy. Nasty Boys, great, great group. Street King, another group. I mean, person there, Maddox, you know, with Salt and Pepper. Tony Bynes, you know, Carlos Wells, me, myself, Pro Stock Joe, you know, everybody's got something a little different that they're bringing to the table and try to give you a taste of a little bit of everything. So that's the difference, that the reason why we did that. It wasn't, don't want to mean, not the way I do it. It might be a little, some people like the way sometimes Pro Stock Joe do it, some things like what Maddox does, you know, Tony Bynes does. Everybody has something different. And the doctor does something different. Everybody has a little thing. Carlos Wells does it. But we're bringing this together as a grudge group together just to show something. If it goes off like it's supposed to, then we'll have one a year. Every year we have the same thing, just like Baldy's race. You know, and don't get me wrong, I love Baldy's race to death. But, you know, some people can't make it. Not everybody can make it. You know, you're right around Christmas time. Sometimes, you know, you got other things you got to take care of before you go down. I just happen to be lucky. I'm just happen to be lucky that I can be able to do it. And so I want to see everybody else do the same thing. I hope everybody else can be able to do the same thing and come make it. If they couldn't make it down there, they got a chance to make it here. That's what I'm hoping for. That is what I'm hoping for. So to make it bigger and better, and also for our sponsors to see certain things. If they see everything like it's supposed to be, and I actually just got a text just a while ago, I'm not going to hold it on long because this sponsor has been, and he's on the radio right now, you guys. I'm just letting you guys know right now. He's been talking to me back and forth, trying to steal the deal. I know I wanted the other one. I kind of lost it, but we're going to see what happens. I'm going to work for it, working for you guys. You know what I mean? I'm not working for myself. I'm not going around just going for my car, getting anything in my car. And I didn't put not one thing on it. That's the sad part. I mean, we all try to say if you want to make it bigger, you can't think about yourself. You got to think about everybody. So that's basically what happened. And just to let everybody know, the same way with that, the payments to the guy that did the wire, that shoots the wire, the movie, we let everybody see the whole paperwork. And that was a group effort with the guys. Everybody was, it was a group effort. When I tell you Wicked Bird, you know, Nasty Boys, you had so many groups involved. I mean, it was crazy. We tried to do it, Carlos Wells, everybody, all tried to come together and put it together, and that thing came out good. It was actually working for me. It was really good. The girls actually turned around, and they got to close out the show, and a couple of them actually got a couple things going on with a sponsor right now, and LaToya just got an article in the magazine. Now they're pulling her in and want to do a photo shoot and a whole bit with her and do something nice. We're going to actually turn around. You got people that's trying to copy the whole thing and do their way. And it is what it is. I mean, like, I don't stop nobody. I don't tell them not to do it. Same thing with Jason or his brother or whatever. I might help them out with the cause and everything, but I'm not stopping you. I'm not going to tell you not to do something. If you can get that grudge running and turn around, you can make money, go for it. That's what it's about. Go for it. You know, only thing I do is say when someone helps you out, one hand washes the other. That's all I look for. Anybody can tell you that when I do something like that. And that's what it's about. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also, Joe, if this hair here is not for me, it's for the kids, the young generation, upcoming mm-hmm. generation in drag racing. If anyone mm-hmm. out there that want to help sponsor the Draxler race for the kids, please look me up. $10, $20, it all goes to kids. When they pin up, go to me. So if anybody want to donate or something towards that for the kids, because it's all about the kids in that Draxler race. All that, whatever I get up, it'll go 100% to them. So if anybody want to donate something towards that class,
do you have Cash App? Do you have Cash App, Walter?
No, that's a little not a little too strong for me. You don't know about it.
Okay, well, anyways, way I send $50 towards it. I donate $50 in it.
Oh, okay. Only way you can do it is you can do Walmart.
Have
like
it just
that.
Done? Or Walmart?
Well, I don't even think they got that.
Walmart to Walmart, you can get a, you know.
Yeah, I can do Walmart to Walmart. Yes, I can do that.
Okay,
Walmart,
I'll just do that to you. All you do is just text
okay.
me your whole name, how it's supposed to be, and what town you're in,
okay.
and I send it straight there, and that's all you, whatever it has on your license, and I give you the thing, you pick it up. You got to
okay.
worry about that at all. All
right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever you do, whatever I get. So I'm just doing it just for the kids.
Okay. Hey, any which way to go? Let me just let everybody know this here, what happened at Buzz Creek. And just to show you something, it really got crazy over there because we had a grudge race between the junior dragsters. Now, we ain't talking about just, okay, they're just going to pull up. We talking about real all out. I mean, that was so cute, man. I couldn't believe it. How much money they were spending, it was crazy. Guys betting like crazy on this thing. They had their pot, plus they had their side pot. I can't wait till the tape comes out just to see that. I mean, Wicked Bird bet I don't know how much. And let me tell you, you talking about a little staging, a little duel and everything, and how hard they were cutting the lights, I was surprised. I was like, you know what? Those guys going to be something. That was both of them was fearless. They was did their burnout. Oh, my gosh. It was perfect. And they wasn't no slow ones either. Talking a little trash
yeah.
and everything, having fun with it. But they actually got serious.
That's what I was
you
talking
know,
about. Those same junior tracks you're talking about, that's why I'm having some of the kids like that. Those junior
okay.
tracks like that.
And I'm telling you, this was – they already had their little shootout, but nah, they going up there. They said, heck with this. We running for money. We want to run for money. And, man, I was like, what? And I couldn't believe it. The mother, father, everybody lining that junk up, putting the money up, study back and forth. I say, oh, wow, I'm coming over there, going over there to go see what's going on. Shoot, I'm thinking there's two cars. There's two junior dragsters. And let me tell you, the money spent up just like a car. The money went up just like a car. Everybody that knew, seen it. It was funny. I was like, wow, I said, wow that was cool. That was cool. That was a real good one. They shook each other's hand the whole bit, you know. They had the bragging rights jumping up and down. You know, that was great. That was something a little different. You know, a lot of people don't think that you can do something like that. But, you know, it worked. It worked. I've been to Fred Wheatley show. And I'm not going to kid you no lie. It only started out at a few hundred dollars. Everybody chipped in. It was $1,500, I'm pretty sure, was that last slot, the pot for those cars to go down there and race. I was like, no way. That was cool. That was good, something good. You know, it's good to give something back. I'm actually, like, I'm thinking about something now, and we're going to try a little something different. We already been talking about it. I'm not going to say yet. I'm waiting to wait to talk to Larry C after tonight. I know something. And, well, I'm going to end up closing the show right now because he texted me again for this sponsorship. So maybe things might work out for us right quick. So you guys, anybody has anything else left to say before I close the show out? Because I got to make sure what goes on just to make sure – I'm seeing he's something that's pretty decent that he must want something, and hopefully we work out in a good way. But don't forget, you know, there's a lot of races coming up, a lot of good ones coming. And like I said, I let these guys get on right now that you heard, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Everybody get ready for that one. It's going to be like a Super Bowl. It's going to be really good. Sammy's race, you know, Who's Your Daddy? You know, that's going to be a real good one. Walter Mann's race, Unfinished Business, that's going to be a good one. You know, you got a lot of stuff coming up, and if you're not in that area, you go to this area. It's good to know where you are, you know, and at least you can be able to stop in and say, well, heck with it, I'll go to Walter Mann's show. I'm down here already. If you're down that way, stop on in there. If you're up here for Sammy's race, go make sure you pop on up in there and go see his race. You want to see some good grudge action? You want to support the grudge game? Hey, let's support these guys. Let's support any grudge action that you know that's going to turn around and bring excitement and bring the family closer and bigger. Bigger and better. That's what it's all about. If you can't be bigger and better, ain't no need doing it. Let's be real. Why are we turning around doing it? I see it already. It can grow and it can get bigger, bigger and bigger. And that's just having the fun. You know, where else do you go to the track and sit back and talk junk, have fun with it, eat, sip, and watch racing? You know, enjoy yourself. $20, I'll tell you what, you can't go too many places for $20 and enjoy yourself. And it brings excitement like that. That's great. You go to PDRA events, I mean, these guys' events are costing you, I want to say it's $40 now, I think it is. You know, meanwhile, the grudge game didn't go up at all. We're still at the 20, and there's no problem. Nobody's, and we actually turn around and feed you. You know, where else do you go? Certain places you can't even go eat. And you turn around and just, you know, you're spending $20. I mean, and nobody's asking for one quarter. That's what I like about it. So let's go out there. Let's support these people that turn around and support you, try to make it better for you. Everybody knows every other track before how it goes. Certain people just wouldn't put the grudge game on the back burner. We all know about Ingletown, how they made us sit for it all those hours until 4 o'clock before we can make a pass. You know, but the whole day is wasted for us. We had to be the second class, like the second class citizen. And it's still going on right now, certain tracks. So, you know, we have to support each other and make sure we can make this thing bigger and have fun with it. As long as everybody support each other and not cut everybody's head off, they'll be all right. There's plenty to go around. Plenty. So, and when you see the negativity, don't feed into it. Don't feed into it, because people are looking at that right now. Everybody's looking at that. Everybody. Don't be surprised that you have these sponsors look at everything and not check out into stuff, because they don't want to put their name on something, and these guys are doing something crazy. So if you turn around and you're doing the right thing, they like it, guess what? They're supporting you and backing you. So I'm just going to let y'all know, I'm going to close it out tonight. I'm closing out early. I got to make sure I get on there with the sponsor, see where I can work it out. And I appreciate everybody for coming out to and supporting the shows this week. I got to say, I looked around, and even though they said rain going to come in, the people were still there. Even though it rained, they still hung in there and didn't worry about it, didn't cry about nothing, didn't ask for the money back. And went on right back and dried out. We dried the track off and raced and had a great time. Got to see a lot of good racing. But when you started going crazy and acting crazy, then you get a little bit of bad taste in your mouth. Right now, we're in the right move. We got to keep moving forward. So, hold on 1 second, because I just got to make sure I open this mic, because I seen one person must want to say something. I'll open this mic right now. 914. 2566, your mic is open.
Good evening to you. Good evening to you. Good evening, good evening, good evening. My friend, long time friend, Long Island Joe.
It's yeah,
Taylor from the Old Jacks, waving my hand at all of y'all. You got a good show going on? Good evening to you, Uncle Walter. Do your thing. Long Island Joe, yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going. Be Terry from the Old Jacks. Y'all going to make me come back.
That's what we want to see, Terry. And look, let me tell you something, Terry. The beginning of the year, I looked over there in Fayetteville, and you know what made me feel good? The CHD right there. Coming over there, coming get a fish sandwich and stuff. That made me feel so good to watch, to see the guys that paved the way. You guys actually paved the way. I remember being on the undercard of y'all's show. One of the shows is I got the chance to race underneath y'all, but I came to watch y'all race. And I just happened to bring the car. And it just so happened I ended up getting a run that day. But, man, I look at it this way. I've been some places I would have never went down south if I didn't know about the Old Jacks Monday going down to Orangeburg. I rented a van just to go down there just to watch the race. And me and my wife and my son. So, shout out to you guys, man, because you guys actually paved the way. And you guys, to me, y'all my heroes. I watch y'all, and that made me want to do more. I was like, man, I wish I could have something like that. So My hat's off to you, Terry. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like how you guys always took care of business, and much respect. I gotta say that. And y'all are true grudge racers. So anybody out there that want to turn around and say you want to see somebody stick together and say when people said they couldn't do something, they had a small block. So some people don't know this. With a 23 that was running over top of people, nobody even knew how fast that go. And certain people that they were running, you would never even think that they would run. But they stood together, and they did a lot for the game. Whether the big guy, they rode Mike, they did everybody. That's what the thing was. They stood together. And by them saying, they had a team that couldn't be separated. And that's what showed
that's
me
right.
something. And, you know, that was the difference. And that's what I'm trying to say with this grudge game. It got to be the same way. Y'all got to act like a team. Until you're never going to do anything. But if you let the class and everybody else try to separate you, that's what they want to see, your failure. Then you get out. But they are the ones that showed you the way. So Terry from the Old Jackson, and the Old Jackson, they did their thing. They're already in the book of history for me. In the history
And guess
book.
What? And guess what, Jeff?
Uh-huh.
We are still together. We still together. We talk every day.
And that's what I like. That's what I'm talking about. That's
but
what I like.
I don't think you would never find another team like the Old Jacks and the team that Harry Odom had and rocked them. Them drag races, they ain't out there no more like that. Those were the days. You know what I'm saying? Those were the days. There was a win.
Let me tell you, I'm going to be real about it. Like, Adrian, they had their group. They talked and they kept it between them. You didn't know what they were doing. You never knew. But let me tell you, you better have been right when you ran into Brandon. That's all I can tell you. he didn't say much. He would look. Terry used to be doing the talking sometimes. He didn't say nothing, but look back. But it was like one of those things. One of them would be the talking, and the other one would say nothing. Let them just go ahead. And they rope you right in. And you got roped in. You got hurt. They didn't beat you bad. They took it to you. That's all I can tell you. You knew about it when you left there. So I got to say, I remember one time we wanted you guys to come down there at Gallant because we wanted to actually recognize and show y'all how we appreciate y'all because you actually opened the way. And we sent the word to y'all to try to get you there. And
because
we really had to honestly tell you the truth, everybody knows the deal. Anybody that knows about the racing, you know, in the grudge game, they know the Old Jacks. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. They know who they are. That's a fact. So much respect, and we bow down to you. I got to say something right now. You're the man. Y'all the man. Always be the man in my heart. That's how I look at it. That was the group.
All right. And the man
said
it was a household name.
Yeah. They did. I got to give them credit. And you know when they came in, they came in for business. You know,
I
must say that. That's one thing. Y'all brought the excitement. And if y'all saying y'all talk about coming back, oh my gosh.
No,
that would be great.
If I call my guys and tell them that they have heart attacks.
Don't fool yourself because when I looked at AC, he looked like he was a little excited there. I seen him walking around. I said, oh, wait a minute. Wonder if he got anything to do with something over here. I watching him. You know, but no, I understand. And I mean, you know, it's so great. And like I said, anytime we got something, come in there and be our guest. Matter of fact, on August, I think it's August 3rd, after dark, I love for you guys to be my guest. Come right up there and sit up in the suite and have a great time.
Where would it be at?
That's going to be Buzz Creek, Maryland. After dark,
okay.
And I will take care of that. I will take care of that in my pocket. Have y'all sitting in the suite. Y'all my guests. Don't worry about the food, no nothing. I'll take care of it right there. Be my guest on that one.
All right, just
really
keep me in mind and keep me in mind and what I do. I'll round them up and see what's going on.
That'd be great. I would love to bring y'all down there and get a nice picture down at the starting line. Let everybody recognize who y'all really are. You know, I mean, y'all paved the way. And a matter of fact, I spoke to JT Transmissions, and we were talking about you Sunday. And JT said it didn't make no sense. He said he had you guys, you guys need to go on back. You lied to the guy. He said, what are you talking about? He said, y'all turned around and ran a daggone 890 car and came with a 790 car. So y'all lied to the guy and said you only had a 930 car. And y'all came with a 790 car. That's what he told me. I said, wow. But that was all about racing. It's all about racing. You know. Yeah. It was all about racing. But look, they laughing about it, and I guess he lost money on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
but that's what it was all about. Nobody expected you guys were going that good. That good. And back in those times, those times were unheard of. We can actually say, I know it made the book after you guys didn't use the car no more. And I think, right, then you have with the 750 car rating the Corvette, and we talked about years ago, didn't he? I think he went up 710 or something, or 70 or something like that, with the 23 degree. Now, those times were unheard of way back then. And Gene Fulton was actually the engine builder that did that Corvette. And they actually, like, bracket raced the daggone car with that motor just to prove something. So all the stuff that everybody else is talking about, they don't know half of the stuff that was going on. How fast these guys really were going back then. Not a clue. They just didn't show no times. But they made the money with the car. So my hat's off to you, and I'm glad to hear from you, Terry. But like I said, definitely keep in touch with me. I got you guys that day. That's no problem. Y'all my guests. I appreciate it.
That'll work.
All right. Well, I want to tell everybody, everybody, I'm going to tell everybody good night and God bless, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Take care.
Okay.
All right, good night.
All right, good night.